בכבוד.
להיות במישהו. We say the strange mitzvot on Purim that we have, which really have nothing to do with the Megillah, with the miracle of Purim, is Mishloach Manot. Have to send one of your friends two things. It's called Mishloach Manot. Chachamim have a question, how come I don't say bracha on it? Even though Mordechai and Esther made it, but even mitzvah mit Rabbanan, even Chachamim say to do something, to washing hands, we say al netilat yadayim, Chachamim say to recite the bracha. So, let me say, Mishloach Manot, before you send to your friend, maybe you should have said a bracha. Maybe you should have said Shechiyanu on it. The matanot la'avyonim. We don't have this on Chanukah. We don't have it in any other chag. What kind of mitzvah do you have to give matanot la'avyonim? And so that Purim, Chachamim came with such a mitzvah that you have to make a meal. He says, you don't like to eat, you want to do ta'anit. Well, he says, no, there's no excuse. For him, you have to have a meal. What is the meal? Rambam writes, you have to have meat and wine. You have to have meat and wine. How much wine you have to have? So usually, even though the Torah says, V'samachta b'chagecha, and Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, is a mitzvah to be happy. So what can make you happy? Says the Gemara, then you have to have meat and some wine. How much wine? It's about 54 grams, it's called revit. The same thing that, you know, we fill up our cup for Kiddush. We fulfill the mitzvah on Chag, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Drink some wine. Some Chachamim say if you drink at the Kiddush, maybe you did it, maybe you didn't. But you try. During the Pesach, one time. During the Sukkot, one time. Cup of wine, if you feel it. Here comes the Gemara with a very strange halacha. Chayav inish levesume. It's obligation to have a lot of wine. Obligation to have a lot of wine. So how much wine? Here's the Gemara, up to a point that you think that you don't know the difference between Mordechai and Haman. At that moment that you know, it means you still continue drinking. It means it's not one quantity, one size for everybody. You have to feel it. Some people can have 3-4 bottles, nothing happened to them. Some people get dizzy after half a cup of wine. Come to Gemara, come to Shulchan Aruch, to Rambam, it's a special halacha. It's only wine. It's not Chivas Regal, not Wild Turkey, not vodka, not Slibovitz, no, just wine. That's the mitzvah. Says the Rambam, you have to have it in the Suda. Some people are very machmerim, they have it before the Suda. Some of them already the night before.
A week before.
Says the Rambam, the mitzvah is the meal. The meal, you drink until you can't drink anymore. When you feel that you're getting dizzy, you need a mitzvah. You just take a little wine, no, nothing. So you have to feel that we're going to make a little bit lulu. Mastul, what we call. Something, you know, I don't know, something's wrong, you know. I feel too high. If you don't feel it, no. Very strange mitzvah. You're not supposed to get drunk. It means just a little bit before you get drunk. That's what Rambam says. Feel a little bit that, oh, a little bit more wine, you get drunk, and say, stop. Okay, that's it. Now what do you do? I says, I think I'm going to sleep. I'm too tired. I drank too much. Then you do the mitzvah. Very strange mitzvah. Mordechai and Esther, that's what they made. It's not the Sudat Purim, says the Rambam. It's the drinking wine in the Suda. Not just having wine by itself, not just having the meal by itself. In the meal, that's what you have to do. You have to have a meal and you have to have wine. Wine, nothing else. No other beverages. Wine, and as much as you can consume, up to the point you get drunk. Very, very strange mitzvah. Why do I have to have so much wine? Why do I have to have so much wine? Megillat Esther was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's a very strange halacha about Megillat Esther. Halacha is that a person, if he reads, if he hears it from somebody else, then he must listen carefully to every letter, every vowel. There's no excuse. You have to go outside, you telephone, you got a text message, somebody made noise, something, you know, the children, something, somebody said something, you miss one letter. Didn't do the mitzvah, you have to start all over again. All over again. Shabbat, we read the Torah. So, it's a custom, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu said it with the Torah, Ezra HaSefer said it with the Torah. So, you read the Torah, said the Chazan, the Baal Koreh, read the Torah, and then you have to go outside, or you didn't pay attention, you look in your book. It doesn't matter. Let them read the Torah, the Gemara says. He can read the Torah, as long as he has 10 people listening to him. The rest of the congregation can look in the Chumash, can look in the Mefarshim, can learn Daf Yomi, not to chat, not to go outside to embarrass the Torah. But otherwise, you don't have to hear every word. Here, not only you have to hear every word, every letter. Somebody made a little noise in Bet HaKnesset, you didn't hear, you missed. You missed Megillah and Kriyat Megillah. This strange halacha. I know the Megillah anyway. No, you have to hear it from somebody that reads from the parchment. From the parchment. And you have to listen carefully. You can talk. Not to walk around, you have to sit down or stand, whatever your custom is. You listen every word. It's halacha, it's a very strange halacha. And if I miss one letter, so what? If I miss a vowel, it's a big deal. No, especially. And I was reading Ruach HaKodesh. Mordechai still wrote Ruach HaKodesh, copied from another Megillah that Mordechai had in his pocket, and Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. So the Megillah, the Rishon Lezion, Ruach HaKodesh, it says, the first chapter, a description of a party. Shnat Shalosh Lemolcho Asam Mishteh Lechol Sarah Vavadav Chel Paras Tumadai Apartamim Tzareh Medot Lefanav. This is, Chashverosh ruled all together, says the Gemara, only 14 years. After 14 years, he died. On the third year, says the Megillah, on the third year, he decided to make a party. Well, I says maybe one of the reasons, because he had peace now, captured 127 states, before he used to have more. He's making a party. First of all, we have to know why we have to know the date, who cares? We have to know that on the third year he was a king, he made a party. I don't care less about this. Then the Megillah will describe the party. A jubilee, 180 days, and everything was gold and silver and glass. Everybody has wine. Who cares? Do I care what those goyim drank for 6 months? If you wouldn't drink, I don't care less. It's a Megillat Esther. It's a Ruach HaKodesh. It's not a story. You read a story, no description. I don't have to know any description about the party. I really don't care less how it looks, the party. I mean, somebody interested, let him have a history book. Not part of the Tanakh. You know, the Gemara says, Megillah is very holy. The Gemara says, you know, when the Sofer writes a Torah, Sefer Torah, he must have lines on the parchment before he starts writing. Can't write without him, even though he knows how to write straight. So on the parchment already, when they make the parchment before the Sofer starts writing the Torah, must have lines. So the Gemara says, you know, Megillat Esther is the same thing. Mezuzot and Tefillin, no. Sofer writes a mezuzah, if he knows how to write straight, doesn't have to have lines on that parchment. I mean, if you make it easy for him, okay. But he didn't make it. The mezuzah is kasher. But Sefer Torah, even though he wrote very nicely, he did not have lines before he starts writing. Sefer Torah pasul. Megillat Esther, same thing. Just the Gemara, Megillat Esther has almost the same power like Torah. You must have lines on the parchment before the Sefer starts writing Megillat Esther. It's a holy thing. It says, now I have a description of Achashverosh der Goyim, Rasha. The Gemara says, Rasha mitchilato v'ad sofo. Wicked man, didn't let us build the Hamikdash. He made a party 180 days. The whole first chapter, who cares about it? Who cares about it? Description, and they're drinking wine. And like less, what they drank over there. The Gemara says, just to give him wine, and ask him, you want another wine? This wine, each person had it, had wine from his country, they brought, import. Very strange. And the end of the chapter 1, Ahasuerus wanted to show off with his wife, Vashti, should come and should enter the room just with a crown on her head, and she refused. Megillah says, "Vayiktzov ha-melech mod v'chamato v'aravo." Ahasuerus has a short fuse, lost his temper, screaming, upset, and they kill Vashti. Of course, again, the goal is to get that Esther is the queen. So I don't care less if she died in a tunnel in England or she choked on a peanut. I have to know the story. The Ahasuerus called her to come to show off, and she doesn't want, and then he's upset, and then he killed her. I don't really care. It's not important for me to know. It's a newspaper story. It's a daily news. It's not a Megillah. I don't have to know this. Chapter 2, he's looking for a wife. Finally, he found Esther. The Megillah says, "Vishnat Sheva leMalchuto." 4 years, he was looking for a wife. Mazal Tov. On the year number 717, that he is a king, he got married to Esther. In chapter 3, is Achar Etvarim, Ha'ele Gidala Minach Ashvarosh Et Haman. Fine. We meet Haman the first time with the name of Haman. Mila tells a story like this. Ahasuerus commanded everybody to bow down to Haman. Mordechai lo yichra ve lo yishtachave. Haman passed on the street. Mordechai doesn't budge. Emale Haman chema. Mila says Haman is furious. It's a little bit strange. With all the respect, you know, man is the top, he's on the top. The Gemara says he was higher than Ahasuerus, everybody bowed down to him. So one rabbi, big deal. Oh. One rabbi doesn't matter him. Why? Do I know? Who cares why? He's furious. So what now? I'll tell you. He's going to Ahasuerus to kill all the Jewish people. Very strange. Kill the rabbi. He's going to kill all the Jews, b'chol malchut Ahasuerus, all around the world. He's going to just kill everybody because one rabbi doesn't want to bow to him. How low, what we call white trash, a person can be. How low? Talking about vice president of the regime of Ahasuerus, Malach v'Kipah, the Gemara said he ruled the whole world. So, let's assume that he wants Mordechai to bow down to him. Let's assume. But he doesn't. So now he's going to kill all the Jewish people. Of course, he's from Amalek. I understand. It doesn't convince a normal people, a normal person, that this is Haman. This is the man is so low life. Loves, respect so much because Mordechai doesn't bow down to him, he's going to kill all the Jews. He goes to Ahasuerus, and now comes the Megillah and says, "Bishnan 12 lamelech Ahasuerus, shepil pu rua goral." Ahasuerus is ruling now 12 years already. So again, the party was in the 30 years, Ahasuerus was a king. On the 70, he got married to Esther. Now Esther is already a queen 5 years. 5 years. And now Haman wants to kill the Jewish people. Now the Gemara says, well, the guy's not crazy because the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed about it.
Hashem agreed.
Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu called the Satan and said, I have enough for the Jews. Says Gemara, Masechet Megillah, Shalu Talmidei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, ask Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what is behind it? Hashem agreed about it. Haman, it's not going to be a Hitler like this. Wants to kill all the Jewish people. He must have done something wrong. Says the Gemara, well, what he did was wrong is they went to the party. Says the Gemara, 15,580 Jews in Paras, when in Shushan, went to the party, they did not behave in the party. In clubs, they didn't behave. Says the Gemara, so the students of Shomer Chai asked him if that's the case, only the people in Shushan went over there to the party. There are people, the Jews around the world did not go to the party. He said, oh, you know what? I have another reason to tell you. You know, Nebuchadnezzar one day made a statue of liberty. It was not about Azara. It's a statue, like a statue of liberty. A statue to show how great he is. And he commanded everybody to bow down to the statue. And almost all the Jews bow down to the statue besides Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel, Ezra. Everybody bow down to the statue. Again, it wasn't about Azara. It was just, you know, to show his power. Maybe we should not have done it. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Hashem was upset about this. So therefore comes Haman now. He's going to kill all the Jewish people. He says, why? Because you bow down to the statue. Excuse me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, with all the respect, it happened 50 years ago. 50 years ago it happened. Nebuchadnezzar. After Nebuchadnezzar died, his son, Evil Merodach, ruled for 23 years. Then Belshazzar for 6 years. And now, after Belshazzar, Koresh. After Koresh, Ahasuerus. Now, the 12th year, Ahasuerus is the king. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, well, I'm very upset at you. So, what happened? 50 years ago? And what happened today? I says, Haman has no right to kill me. Why Haman is going to kill me? Because he did something wrong. When did I do it? 50 years ago. Wait, about the party? Party was 9 years ago. Party was when Ahasuerus was the king for 3 years. Now is the year number 12. So the Gemara, well, Hashem is upset. Why did you go to the party? Why did you go to the party? 9 years ago I went to the party. What happened all of a sudden? Now Hashem remembers it. What happened? Something happened. Something must have happened. Yeah. Megillah tells us. Mordechai found out about execution notices. It's going in the mail. Says the Gemara, he had a dream. Bala Halom, Eliyahu HaNavi came and told him. Says the Megillah, Mordechai tore his clothing, Ilvas Sak Va'Efer, he's wearing sack and ashes. Ezak Zakak Dolah Omara, he walks in the street, in Shushan, and he's screaming. Esther was, you can hear people from the palace, man, Mordechai, what happened? Says the Gemara, you want to know why Mordechai is really screaming? If the Megillah tells you he was screaming, it's not just a description of what happened. He had to scream. Says the Gemara, why he had to scream? Says the Gemara, in Parashat Toldot, Yitzchak Avinu called Esav, he wants to give him a bracha. And Rivka came to Yaakov and said, listen, I know Baruch HaKodesh, you should get the bracha, please address you up like Esav, and go slaughter two goats and bring your father the steak. And give it a bracha. The Torah says it happened, Yaakov went inside again. Gave Yitzchak the food, comes and the wine. It comes outside, Esav goes inside. Yitzchak asked him, who are you? Esav said, I'm Esav. Why, what's the problem? Yitzchak said, somebody already gave me the food. She said, give me bracha. Yitzchak said, well, no more bracha. I gave this guy everything. Says the Torah, Esav started to scream. Almost the same words. But Mordechai is screaming on the street. Esav screaming. Come to Gemara, let me tell you exactly what's going on. You, Mr. Yaakov, you upsetted Esav. It's true your mother told you. But with all the respect, your mother go and tell you, go cheat Papa. You're not allowed to do cheat Papa. Gemara says, your father asks you for a cup of tea, your mother asks you a cup of tea, you have to give your father first. Even though that you love your mother, אתה ואימך חייבים בכבודו. זה גמרא יאמר להם את הפרספקטיבה הזאת, אני אוהב את הפרספקטיבה הזאת. What do you mean you went down to Yitzchak and you thought it's Halloween? You got dressed like Esav. A Purim, you say. You got dressed like Esav. You say, I am Esav. And you gave him food. And you got a bracha. Says the Zohar, every word that Am Yisrael had since then, since we got to Eretz Yisrael, we had always on the other side, the enemy has the sentence of Esav. Fighting because they upset that their grandfather, Esav, was insulted and lost himself, screaming, says the Gemara, you, Yaakov Avinu, your great-grandson, Mordechai, even though the Ariz says even further, Mordechai is a spark of Yaakov. Says the Rukeach. Says the Ariz, Esav, is the same neshama, same soul as Haman, and Yaakov is Mordechai. But the Gemara says, no, you don't have to know it. Yeah. Just the grandson of Yaakov is going to have to pay the bill for his grandfather. Something, you know, somebody has a difficult time in his life. He said, what did I do? No, you didn't do nothing. Your grandpa, 1,000 years ago, did something. He said, what? What is this? But it's true. The stories about it. 400 years ago, somebody came to somebody in a dream, told him, you're going to die, you better go print my book, Marim Belev, in Europe. Read it in the book. And he says, what did I do? He says, the last life you slapped me on my face. He says, if you're not going to do it, you're not going to print my book and spread my book. He told him in Antopol, in Russia, in one of the towns, somebody, a rabbi, has this book. The guy tells him from Gan Eden, he came to him in his dream. He tells him, you better go print the book. Because if not, you're going to die. The guy got up in the morning, he ignored it, and all of a sudden his wife is lying in bed, she's almost dead. He comes to him in a dream again. It's printed in the story is printed in the books. Not so simple. Somebody, the Gemara says, has to pay the bill. Because the Gemara, whoever says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just forgets, he'll get punished. So the Gemara, what do you mean? The Gemara, here, I'll tell you. This guy, Yaakov, caused Esav to scream. Now, Esav's grandson is going to cause Yaakov's grandson to scream. That's why Mordechai is walking on the street, screaming. It's not a description in the Megillah. As you should know, it's a punishment. Mordechai is screaming from his heart, it's a punishment for Mordechai. This is why? Because your grandfather, Yaakov, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, he made his brother screaming. It says, you're going to scream now. Hashem has on his computer all the information. It says, don't think Hashem forgets anything. What is he doing? Let's look at the answers. If you look carefully in the Torah and the Megillah, Torah says like this. After Esav comes out and is very upset, Rivka is Ruach HaKodesh, she gets a text message from Hashem. He says, she calls up Yaakov and says, I think your brother wants to kill you. She says, go to my brother. Yashavtem uyamim achadim. Stay with my brother. Certain time. Ad asher tashuv chamat achicha. Ad until the anger of your brother will come down. This is we say, you know, in Arvit, in Shacharit, Vurachu, Yechaper avon velo yashchit. That's how we start Arvit. הקדוש ברוך הוא רחום, השם שאוהב מרסי, יכפר עוון ויפרגיל דסין, ולא ישחית. השחית is the name of an angel that destroys things. וירבה להשיב פה, השם should overcome his anger, ולא יאיר, should not pick up את חמתו, כל חמתו, his anger. חמה is anger. This is the first time he says the word chema is when Esav is very angry at Yaakov. That Yaakov took the bracha. And then Rivka tells Esav, you better run to my brother because your brother is very angry. You have to stay there until his anger will calm down. It says here, it says in the Megillah the same words. It says when Haman sees Mordechai, the Megillah says, Vayimale Haman Chema. He's furious. The same description that Esau has against Yaakov, now Haman has against Mordechai. And that's what the Gemara says. Just what is really behind it? Just listen, Rivka tells Yaakov to run away to Laban because Esau is upset. Esau is upset, okay, listen. Listen, I'm also, the Gemara says Yaakov is very strong. He goes over there, if you remember, Parsha Vayetzei, he goes to the well, he picks up the stone. Yaakov is not a little guy. And besides, you know, he stays in his father's house. Esau himself said he's not going to kill Yaakov. So what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? So he says this phone and says, Dari, he says, listen, I want to explain to you something, Dari says. He says, Shlosh midot Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum b'chanun. He says, Hashem, please have mercy on me. Please have mercy. He says, Tachanun, Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gasalnu. Yom Kippur, Tachanun, Tachanun, Ultam, Tachanun. He says, Dari, listen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mirror effect. Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what shall I tell Am Yisrael when I come to take them out of Egypt? Hashem told him, you tell them like this. Eheke asher eheke. He says, I act the way they act. If they good, I'm going to be good to them. If they bad to each other, I'll be bad to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mirror effect. If you rachum, Hashem is rachum. Says that he don't scream to Hashem, help, 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 if you help nobody. Don't say, Hashem, please have mercy on me, if you have no mercy on others. Hashem is going to send somebody to sit to your door, knock on the door, and says, I need help. He says, sir, Wednesday. I don't take people Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They come Wednesday. In the meantime, the guy is dead. Says that if you don't help, don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you. Don't even ask him nothing. He'll give you what you deserve. But if you want, not call me Shurat Adin, you want Hashem to go out of his way and to do something for you, Hashem will not do it unless you go out of your way. Whatever you do, Hashem does. Says Ari, you should know, I want to explain to you something. You should know, if you're happy, Hashem is happy. If you have to shalom upset, Hashem is upset. The way you are here. This is why I listen. You know, says Ari, if somebody is upset and loses himself, Hashem closes his parnasa. Hashem closes the pipe. Why? Because I got upset? No. Because you made Hashem upset. It's a mirror effect. Your behavior is Hashem's behavior to you. You cause somebody to be upset, then Hashem is upset. If you cause somebody to be upset for nothing, that's nothing. But if he has a good reason that you did something to him and he got upset because of that, Hashem is very upset at you. That's the Torah really tells us. After Yaakov made Esav upset, the Torah describes it. Esav is upset, Esav screams. Rivka calls Yaakov and says, now you run to my brother. Not because he's going to do it to you, because Hashem is upset at you. Hashem is upset. Hashem is a mirror effect. Whatever you do, Hashem does to you. You lose yourself. You start screaming. I said, why are you screaming? He says, the God Mivilna. Look, when you calm down and you're honest, you say, the whole thing was for nothing. The God Mivilna, what today you upset, tomorrow you're going to laugh at yourself. Unless it's something, you know, that you had to be upset, really, it's a very, very good reason. But if it's not, it just screamed. Says, you lost yourself. You saw the sense that Ari says, you made Hashem upset now. Now Hashem is upset. Now you have to chew up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the Torah will tell us, you know, that Haman is Esav in the Torah. What happened? Yaakov made him upset. So the Gemara says, you know, you made your brother upset, and your brother screamed, he wants the bracha. It's going to happen, your grandson, he will be upset. Here, Haman is going to come and going to make Mordechai upset. But what's behind it? Just because Mordechai does not bow down to him? How low you think the guy is? Says the Gemara, let me tell you a secret. What is going on in the Megillah? Says the Gemara, tell you what happened. Mordechai and Haman were officers in the army of Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus sent troops all over the world to conquer the whole world. Mordechai went with his soldiers, and Haman went with his soldiers. And Haman's soldiers finished the food. They came to Haman, they said, "We're dying." Haman said, "There's no more food." I said, "Okay, we're going to eat you up. We're going to barbecue you." Says the Gemara, Mordechai ran. I'm sorry, Haman ran to Mordechai, which is another place. He told Mordechai, "You have any food left?" Mordechai said, "Plenty. Why is the soldier eating so much by you?" "I don't know, they finished the food." Someone said, "They want to kill me. They said, if I'm not going to bring food, they're going to kill me." So Mordechai said, "Okay, I'll give you food, no problem. In one condition." Mordechai took a piece of paper and he wrote, "My name is Haman ben Hamdata Agagi. I bought food for Mordechai. As a return, I sold myself to be a slave to Mordechai." Sign. Haman signed. But he had a choice. Anyway, he's dead. Better to be a slave than to be dead. Mordechai took the piece of paper, put it in his pocket. And Haman became vice president of Ahasuerus. Mordechai took the piece of paper, stuck it to his foot. Says the Gemara, every time Haman walked by and everybody was on the floor, Mordechai picked up the pants, shows everybody, "Huh, he's my slave." Stop it. It was Cheney. What do you mean he's a slave? Vaymale Haman Chema. You're teasing him. That's the problem. When you tease somebody, you wake up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Party was 9 years ago. The Statue of Liberty was 50 years ago. So all of a sudden, Hashem agreed, destroy the Jewish people. He says, why? Because they went to the party 9 years ago? Well, they did something wrong. What happened till now? I didn't check the file of the Jewish people. You know, the world is running. Doesn't matter. 50 years ago, they bowed down to the statue. It's not about the Zohar. But Akadosh Baruch Hu was upset a little bit why you gave respect to the guy who swore at HaMikdash. Doesn't matter. But if you tease somebody, if you make somebody angry, then Akadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And he gets angry, he takes the file, he looks at the file. That's what the Megillah will describe everything. Megillah will tell you, Ahasuerus was a king, and the third day he decided to make a party. Okay, fine. Description of the party. Yom HaShvi'i Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayin, comes the Megillah and says, you know, on the seventh day, Ahasuerus was half drunk. So the Gemara was Shabbat. I said, who cares if it's Shabbat? Do I care if Ahasuerus got drunk on Shabbat or any other day? What's behind it? Says that you should know. Satan only wants you to be upset on Shabbat. Shabbat is the day of happiness. Yismechu b'malchutcha. Yismechu b'malchutcha. Shemre Shabbat v'kore onel. Shabbat, you got to be happy. Shabbat, you should know ta'anit, halacha. But you have to be happy, says the Ari, you should know. 6 hours before Shabbat, Friday afternoon, the Satan already wants you to fight with your wife. Say, Ari, stay out of the house or put something plugged in your ears. Get away from your wife. So you can have a world war. Says Ari, start 6 hours before Shabbat until Motzei Shabbat. The Satan just wants you to have a fight with somebody. In a Beit HaKnesset, with a neighbor, with your wife, with your son. Doesn't matter, they don't sit at the table. My son, get off the table, he jump off the table, she jump on the table, he broke something fell from the refrigerator. Doesn't matter. As long as he got upset, he won't finish. What he want, says Dari, he want that you're upset. You're upset. He mekor abarchat on the south, the whole week is down the drain. I made Baruch Hashem, you'd have made much more. I was in America. My wife made me a millionaire. I used to be a billionaire. He says, you could have had much. You could have had much more, much more. You could have had. He got angry. I says, the job on this world is all the time to be happy, not to be breast up. To be happy. It's the minute that you're upset, Hashem is upset. Oz v'chedabim komo. Yismachu Hashem v'tagel haaretz. Says Ari, Hashem wants to be happy. Don't upset him. So what did they do? Sinless person just loses temper all the time. just insult people, tease people, it's not what you do. You shoot yourself in your head. You shoot yourself. This is the hard life, only life. What did I do? It's nothing. You made Hashem upset. How did I make Hashem upset? Hashem is a mirror effect. Whatever you do down here, happen to him. You're happy here, he's happy there. You're upset here, he's upset there. You don't, you're stingy here, he's stingy for you. Whatever you do, Rav Chesed. Says the Megillah, says the Gemara, look, Mordechai, is Mordechai's fault? Comes the Gemara and says, I'm Israel, went to Mordechai, and says, you boo boo. Because of you, the whole thing. So because of me, my name is Mordechai Tzadik, Peot, Sombrero, Williamsburg, everything. I said, listen, stop teasing people. Why did you tease him? Why you show, what do you think? Is he quit his job as a vice president because you pick up your pants and you show him by the bottom of your leg, you have a piece of paper. So what? It's a joke. So what? So he was born in Hawaii, he wasn't born in Hawaii. You think he's going to quit? It's a joke. Why did he do it? Says the Gemara, look. Because your grandfather, Yaakov, caused him, Esav, to scream. Haman is going to cause you. Why? Because 1,000 years ago, my grandfather did something. No. You do the same thing that your grandfather. That's the Gemara said, Poket Avon Avod Avani. Ozim b'masei avotehem. It's not because somebody's grandfather did something 1,000 years ago, he's going to suffer. Never. Hashem said, Lohim tu banim al avot avdo avod avanim. Never. Because your grandfather did the mistake, you suffer? No. But says the Gemara, but if you do exactly what your grandfather did, it's in the genes. Oh, it's in the genes. You're going to get the same punishment. And here comes the Megillah. That's how the story goes. I said, look at the Achashverosh. He's making a party. Everybody's having wine. And he is drunk on Shabbat. I said, on Shabbat. Look what's happening on Shabbat. On Shabbat, he's going to get upset. He's going to tell. Satan will play the role. He said, bring Vashti only with a crown. And she said, no. And Achashverosh is screaming. Everyone is screaming. Stop it. You're stupid. Achashverosh Melech Tipesh. I said, just we want you to get upset. And what's the result of that? Vashti is dead for nothing. Of course, the Gemara says Hashem made it this way, but Hashem could have killed it a different way. She could have chucked on a banana, on a peanut. She could have slipped on a banana. I says, what happened? It's just to show you what happened. What happened is Shabbat. So the Zohar lo tevarush esh b'chol moshvetechem b'yom haShabbat ze esh ha'kaas. Parashat Vayakel. Torah says, don't make fire on Shabbat, says the Zohar. You know what it means, really? From all the melachot of Shabbat, it doesn't say, don't grind on Shabbat, don't plow on Shabbat. It doesn't say nothing. It says one thing, it says in the Torah. Don't make fire on Shabbat. So why did Hashem choose, from all the 39 melachot, just don't make fire on Shabbat, says the Zohar? Hashem hints to you something else. This is the fire of anger. You have to be very careful on Shabbat. Never get upset on Shabbat. On Shabbat after Abdullah, you can start screaming, jump on the roof, you can do it, throw plates in the house, doesn't matter. But Shabbat and 6 hours, like you said, 6 hours before Shabbat, be careful. You shoot yourself in the head. That's what Megillah will tell you. Shabbat, Achashverosh loses his temper for nothing, and look at the result. On the other hand, Haman gets upset, he speaks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, finish up with the Jewish people. Comes Mordechai at the end of his life, and after 1 year, he says, okay, let me tell you something. The job on this world is to be happy. So what shall I do to be happy? Jacuzzi and vodka? What shall I do? And the four ingredients, I'll tell you. Then you'll be happy on Purim. You'll be happy on Purim, says the Zohar, is greater than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim, says the Zohar, elak Purim. Purim you can achieve higher than Yom Kippur. How? You're going to make Hashem happy. This is the job. This is what happened. I'll tell you what happened. Look. Haman made the Gezerah. Kill all the Jewish people. All of a sudden, the whole thing is upside down. Achashverosh tells him, go put Mordechai on the horse and you're going to lead the horse. He said, why? Well, what happened? The Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. Mordechai took 22,000 children and taught them Torah. Says David HaMelech, says the Gemara, Yikudei Adonai Yesharim Mesamchei Lev. He says, if you don't learn Torah, you'll never be happy. Never. You think you're happy? No. The pleasure, the happiness It's only when you learn Torah deep and you see the secrets of the Torah, the wisdom of the Torah, that you feel overwhelmed in your heart. Only by Torah. Not because you hear music. It's a fake happiness. The real happiness, the first ingredient is Torah. I says, Mordechai made HaKadosh Baruch Hu upset. Because it is drama. I says, how am I going to make Hashem happy? Study Torah. Esav is looking to kill Yaakov. Huh? Why? Because Hashem is upset. Yaakov ran to Yeshivat Ever, sits over there 14 years. Esav cannot find him. What do you mean Esav cannot find him? You think he didn't have Google? No. Because when you learn Torah, Hashem is happy. Hashem is happy, it doesn't check you high. Nobody can touch you. The Gemara says, Torah magna ben beidna ben shalom beidna. The Gemara says, Torah protects you. While you're learning, even after you learn. Why? How come? What's the power? Says, Torah makes you happy. It makes you happy. You're happy. Hashem is happy. It's a mirror effect of Kadosh Baruch. Says Mordechai, listen, four things you got to do on Purim. All those four things is only for one thing. Because you should know the month of Adar through generations, a lot of tragedies. The Mazal of Adar was not so good. And Afochu changed. It changed because of Purim. Changed because we have to do on Purim for those four things to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, because we're going to be happy. First says the Rambam, you know, you do, for example, Seudat Purim, you have to have wine. Only wine, not vodka, and not Shiva's Regal, not any other beverages, not beer, nothing. Just have wine. But you have to have enough wine that you feel happy. This is just to have 54 grams of wine, like you have Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, is just to fulfill that, okay, I have wine. But Purim, you have to turn the engine. You have to feel that you want to be happy. Okay, Mordechai says, let me tell you something. You have to drink a lot of wine because wine makes you happy inside. You have to learn a lot of Torah. You have to read the Megillah. This Megillah has a tremendous power. That if you miss one vowel, one letter will not do the job to your heart. You don't know how much Torah you have to learn. So the Torah should make your heart happy. But you do know that on Purim, just listen to Megillah in the evening, in the night, in the morning, that's going to make your heart happy. Then, says the Megillah, says the Rambam, says the Gemara, you have to drink wine. Wine makes you happy. Let's go through that poem. Says the Rambam, meat makes you happy. Cholesterol too, but makes you happy. And wine, reduce the cholesterol. And then you give Mishloach Manot, you make somebody else happy. It's the opposite what Mordechai did. Upset Esav for no reason. Tease them for no reason. But not like your name. You give tzedakah for the poor people. You make them happy. Make them happy. You make Hashem happy. So the goal is to make Hashem happy. Not you have to be happy. I don't care less if I'm happy or not. But I want the boss. I want my father to be happy. We want him to be happy. Because he wants to be happy. This is our job, is to make him happy. So we're not upset, Chas v'Shalom of Purim. On the other hand, not only we don't want to be upset, we have to be happy. Because if he sees that we are happy, he is happy. So the whole idea of Purim is that Yudim Ata Orah V'Simcha V'Somika comes to Gemara, it says, you know, Yudim Ata Orah Orah Zeh Torah. It says, everybody starts to learn Torah. It says, why I learn Torah? Because Torah makes me happy. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be happy. Mordechai upset it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mordechai upset Amman. And then Amman was upset. This is like Esav was upset. Esav was upset. Hashem was upset. It's Simcha. This is Yom Tov. We enjoy Chagim. It's Sason, Brit Mila. Sason, Uchi, Alim Ratecha, says the Gemara. Brit Mila is a Simcha. Beikar Tefillin. You wear Tefillin. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy when you wear Tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself wears Tefillin. Hashem loves it. When the Jews were defeated. It's a very powerful thing. So the whole Megillah is just to tell you how important it is to be happy. all our life, and chas v'shalom to be upset. That's the goal. That's the goal in life. It's a big job, says Gaon Mivilna, Ari says, you know. One of the hardest mitzvot that we have is samachta v'chagecha, is to be happy all the time, to try to be happy all the time. This is this, the Gemara says, Esimcha, brings the Yeshua, says the Gaon Mivilna. Yom Kippur, you have to do ta'anit. Says the Gaon Mivilna, well, Purim, you don't do not ta'anit Purim. He says, don't go to work, nobody should make you upset, don't do nothing. Just enjoy it. Enjoy from inside, if you feel very overwhelmed. Good. Then you make Hashem happy. Hashem happy is considered for Shekhar Amen. Amen.